ever make what you thought was like a tiny change at work, like tweak a form or update a document or something, and then suddenly, bam, it's like this massive ripple effect you never even considered.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're diving into a world where even the smallest changes can have huge, and I mean huge EE, consequences of aviation maintenance.
Right.
We're going to unpack this article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine all about SMS hazard logs.
Okay.
They're basically like early warning systems for change management in this field.
Yeah, and it's not just about like avoiding those. Wait, changing that impacts this moments, you know?
All right, right,
In
right.
aviation, safety is, well, it's everything. It's woven into every single process.
Yeah.
And these logs, they help make sure that any change, even something small, is made with, well, with a full understanding of how it could impact safety.
So walk me through this. What exactly is an SMS hazard log?
All right, so think of it like a comprehensive record of everything that could possibly go wrong in a system, like a almost like a risk inventory,
Yeah.
but it's more than just like a list of this could go wrong, that could go wrong. It digs into the nitty-gritty of each hazard. How likely is it to actually happen? How bad would it be if it did happen? That kind of thing.
Okay, so it's not just about what could go wrong, but like
Yeah.
the impact too.
Exactly. And that's where the risk assessment comes in. So for every single hazard in the log, they do this whole assessment. How risky is it
Right.
considering the safety measures already in place? Those are called mitigations, by the way.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really interesting. They actually assess the risk at four different stages.
Four different stages. Okay, now you have to break that down. What are they?
So first, imagine there are no safety systems at all.
Okay.
They assess the risk as if you're starting from scratch. That gives you a baseline, you know, the raw hazard. Then they look at the risk with the current safety systems, all the mitigations you were talking about. That shows you how effective those things actually are.
So it's like a before and after picture of your safety measures.
Exactly. But then they kick it up a notch. They assess the risk with the proposed changes. Like,
Okay.
what if we implement this new procedure? How will that impact the risk?
Oh, interesting.
Right. It helps you see any new risks that might pop up or any unintended consequences you didn't think of.
Fart.
And then finally, are you ready for this? They assess the risk again after the changes are actually implemented.
Wow.
Yeah. Just to make sure everything is working as planned.
So it's like you have a crystal ball for risk assessment. You can see how the whole risk landscape might shift with every single change you make.
Right.
But how does all of this actually get documented and used? That's where the hazard log comes in, right?
Absolutely. The hazard log, it's like this living document that not only keeps track of all the potential problems, but also maps out how everything is connected when it comes to safety. And it's not just a static list either. These things can get incredibly detailed and dynamic.
So how does all this actually play out in the real world? I mean, can you give me like a concrete example of how these logs actually help with change management in aviation maintenance?
Oh, absolutely. Let's say you're thinking about changing a procedure
Okay.
for replacing a specific part on an aircraft.
Okay.
Maybe there's a new tool or they've found a more efficient method,
Yeah.
and this seems like a pretty, you know, localized change, right?
Right.
But with the hazard log boom, you can instantly see if that procedure, that very specific one, is listed as a mitigation for A and Y hazard.
Oh, wow. So it's like a safety net, making sure
Right.
you don't accidentally mess something up without realizing it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's even more than that. Remember how we were talking about mitigations being linked to multiple hazards, sometimes even in completely different areas?
Yeah.
So let's say this new part replacement procedure, the one we're talking about, it's more efficient, yeah, but it also, without anyone realizing, introduces a new vibration point. With the hazard log, you'd see that right away. This tiny change could actually impact, I don't know, maybe the wiring harness routing on a totally different part of the aircraft.
Wow.
Because that routing was identified as a mitigation for, you guessed it, a vibration-related hazard.
That's incredible. You'd never be able to connect those dots without something like this log. It's like having X-ray vision into the potential consequences of any change you
It
make.
really is, and this is exactly why these hazard logs are so crucial. They help you anticipate those unintended consequences and make much more informed decisions.
That makes sense.
And this is where the structure of these logs, the way they're put together, often using these things called relational databases,
Okay.
it becomes really, really important. Okay, now you're gonna have to break down this whole relational database thing for me because I'll admit that's a phrase that usually makes my eyes glaze over just a little
I
bit.
don't blame you. But it's really cool, actually, and not nearly as complicated as it sounds. Imagine you're like tagging a recipe online. You might tag it with chicken or easy dinner or 30 minutes.
Right.
And then someone searching for any of those terms, they'd find your recipe.
Yeah.
Relational databases are kind of similar. You can connect each hazard to all the relevant mitigations and vice versa.
Mm.
So you could search for that new part replacement procedure, the one we keep talking about, and boom, you see every single hazard it's linked to. You get this complete picture of the potential impact.
So it's like this dynamic map of hazards and mitigations, all connected and searchable, not just a static list.
Exactly. And for change management, that is gold, because you're seeing all these connections and potential ripple effects before they even happen. Your decisions are just a lot better, more proactive.
This is making me really rethink how some systems are set up in my own work, to be honest. We could definitely benefit from this kind of thinking. But this all seems very specific to aviation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this concept of an SMS hazard log really something that could apply to other fields? This whole thing, this whole idea of mapping out hazards and mitigations proactively,
yeah,
it seems like it could apply to so many fields, not just working on airplanes.
Oh, absolutely. Think about, like, healthcare.
Okay.
Imagine a hazard log for a hospital.
Okay.
All the things that could go wrong. Equipment malfunctions, mix-ups with medications.
Right, right.
And then say they want to change a surgical procedure.
Uh-huh.
They could check the log and see, hold on, will this impact any of the safety measures we have for those other hazards, even in a completely different department? You know,
no, that's a really good example.
Yeah.
Or even something like software development.
Exactly.
They could use a hazard log to keep track of security vulnerabilities in their code and how they're fixing them.
Right.
Then if they're building some new feature, they check the log and see if it's going to cause any new problems or, you know, weaken their existing fixes.
It's all connected, and the specifics will obviously be different depending on what you're talking about, right? Like, a hazard in a hospital is different from a hazard in a code, but the principle, the core idea, it's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about building a system to help you understand how everything you do is connected and what the consequences might be. You're moving away from just reacting to problems and towards preventing them in the first place.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about how we do things at NY Work and how we can be more proactive, you know, really build a safety-conscious environment. It's amazing how something that seems so specific to aviation maintenance actually has these great lessons for other fields.
That's what I love about digging into these topics. You find these hidden connections, these insights that you can apply in all these unexpected ways. It's really cool.
So to wrap things up, what we've learned is that these SMS hazard logs,
yeah,
they're not just for airplanes. They're powerful tools for managing risk and change in any field where it's important to understand, like you said, how your actions are connected to everything else.
Exactly.
By, you know, identifying those hazards, figuring out the risks, connecting them to the solutions.
Right.
And using systems, like you talked about with the relational databases, to make it all easy to search and see those connections.
Yeah.
You can be much more proactive about safety and managing risk. It's really fascinating stuff.
It really is. And, you know, as you go about your day, as you encounter different systems at work, in your community, even in your personal life, ask yourself, what are the hazards here? What's being done to mitigate them? How is everything connected? How can I understand this system better so I can make better decisions? That's how we navigate this complex world, right?
It really is. It's all about understanding those connections.